Equipment bay is at the bottom. The Gemara is discussing over here. Somebody sees a chalayim, a dream, what the possible meaning of that dream might be. So the Gemara says, Haraya Pinchas b'chalayim. If somebody sees Pinchas that's mentioned in the Torah, meaning Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKoyen, if he sees Pinchas in his dream, Pelin Asalai. So wonders will happen to him just as wonders happened to Pinchas. Haraya Pil b'chalayim. If someone sees an elephant in his dream, Ployas Nasalai. Wonders will happen to him. The reason is pil is similar to the word to ployim. So it's beram is that ployim, wonders will happen to him. Pilim, if he sees many elephants, pili ployis nasalo. But many, many wonders will happen to him. Matanya, the Gemara asks, here we're saying that seeing an elephant is a good sign. Matanya kol mine chayis yofen l'chaloim. We learned that all chayis, if someone sees in a chaloim, it's a good simen chutz min apil, except the elephant of minakuf. A monkey, so it says it's not a good sign. And here we're saying it is a good sign. Like kosha, or the masarek, or the loy masarek. It's different to whether the animal has a saddle on it. If it has a saddle on it, then it's a good sign. If it has no saddle on it, then it's not a good sign. Haraya huna b'chalayim. If someone sees huna, the Gemara will explain it means he sees the word huna b'chalayim in his dream. Neis nasala, and neis will happen to him. Huna, the nun in the word is beramet, stands for neis. So neis nasala, chanina, chananya, yoichanan. Saw any of these names which have two nunim is nisei nisim nasala. Many wonders will happen, many miracles will happen to him. Haraya hesped b'chalayim, if he sees the word hesped meaning a eulogy b'chalayim, min shemaim choso olav, min shemaim they had rachmanis on him, upaduhu, and they redeemed him. He should have been go to misa, he should have died, but they had rachmanis and they saved him. Mahani b'lei b'ksava, all this, whether he saw huna or chanina or hesped, when he saw the word written, he didn't actually see the person or the hesped, he saw just the word written. Ha'oine Yehesh Me'rabah Mevoidach. If someone answered Yehesh Me'rabah Mevoidach in his dream, Muftach Lo Shehu Ben Olam Haba. So he's assured that he is a Ben Olam Haba. So he sees himself doing such a big mitzvah, so that's a simon that he's a Ben Olam Haba. Ha'koyre Krishma. If someone reads Krishma, his Haloim, Roi Shetashre Olav Shechina. He's fitting that the Shechina should rest on him. Sees himself being makabel olam al b'shamayim and krishma, so that he's fitting that the shechina should rest on him. Elashein doy rezak elakach. His generation is not worthy of having somebody like that that has the shechina being shoyer on them, among them. Aminich tefillin b'chaloyim. If someone is putting on tefillin in his dream, yitzafel gedula, he should anticipate getting gedula. Shenemar v'ro. The pasuk says v'ro kol amei haaretz kishem Hashem dikro elecha. All the nations will see that the shem Hashem, the name of Hashem, is called on you. The Yarumi Mecca, the Pasuk says, they'll be afraid of you. So you see that the Shem Hashem over here is a gedula, a great thing, that all the nations are afraid of us. What is this great thing? The Tanya Reb Lozar Godloy Meir Elu Tefillin Shebereish. This is the Tefillin Shebereish. So Tefillin is Ramas. Tefillin is associated with gedula. Amispal b'chalim. If someone is davening in his dream, Simen Yofala. That is a Simen Yofa for him. He sees himself davening close to Hashem, so that's a good Simen for him. Bahani Mili. That's if in his dream he didn't finish davening. When he finishes, he moves away from Hashem. So he didn't see himself moving away from Hashem. He only saw himself davening throughout his dream. So that's a simen yofaloi. Habal imoy b'chaloyim. If he sees himself living with his mother, living over here, we mean a relationship like husband and wife. Yitzap l'bina. So he should anticipate getting bina, understanding. Shenemar ki im l'bina tikore. You can read it ki aim l'bina, mother, is called bina. So that which he has a relationship with the mother is a simen that the mother refers to bina, that he's gonna get bina understanding. Habal nara hamurasa. If someone lives with a nara murasa, nara is a girl that murasa means she already went through the first stage of marriage, which is called erisin. So she's already an aishas ish. So if he sees himself living with a nara hamurasa, yitzap la toira, he should anticipate getting toira. Shenemar toira tivolan moisha marasha kilas yakev. The Torah was commanded us by Moshe. It's a Yerusha, an inheritance for Kehilas Yaakov, for the Yidden. Al Tikri Murasha Ela Murasa. The Torah is called Murasa, like a woman that went through Erisin. So if he sees himself living with Anayr HaMurasa, it's a simen that he'll get Torah, which is also called Amurasa. Abal Achaisa B'chalayim. If someone sees himself living with his sister B'chalayim, Yitzapel Achochma, he should anticipate getting Chochma, wisdom. Shenemar Emol Achochma Achaisia. Say to Chochma, you are my sister. So see, a sister is associated with Chochma. Habol Eishes Yish B'chalayim. someone is living with an Eish Hashish, he sees himself living with an Eish Hashish b'chalayim, muftach alei shehu ben olam haba. This is a simon that he's guaranteed that he has a chalak olam haba. Rashi explains because he has like a double portion, his wife and the other person's wife, so the same thing, he'll have like a double portion in olam haba, his portion and somebody else's portion. So it's muftach alei shehu ben olam haba. Ma'ani milit layadol avalei hir bo me'urta. This is only if he didn't know about her and didn't think about her that night. Someone thought about these things, so then we assume that the chaloyim is a result of his thoughts and not a simen in a shemayim for anything. If someone sees chitim, wheat, in his chaloyim, rosh olam, he sees peace. Shenemar, asam kvulech sholem, chelev chitim yaz b'yech. He gives you, he borders peaceful, and he gave you chelev chitim. So you see, chitim is associated with shalom. Haroya sa'orim b'chaloyim, if he sees barley in his dream, Sora Avon Yosef, his sins went away from him. Shenemar v'sora v'necha v'chatosecha s'chupar. V'sora v'necha sounds like v'sora v'necha s'orim. S'orim sounds like v'sora v'necha, that your Averis went away from you. Bamer v'zera anol eislikum v'bobol eretz Yisrael. V'zera said, I did not go up from Bobol to eretz Yisrael ad chazoi sa'ari b'chalma, until I saw barley in my dream. Then he knew that he had lost his Averis, and he was roy, he was fitting to go to eretz Yisrael. Harol gefen Una b'chalayim, if someone sees vines that are full of grapes in his dream, ain ish tamei pelus nefolim, so his wife will not miscarry any children. Shenemar eshtcha ki gefen peiria, his wife is compared to a gefen, a vine that's full of fruit. So this is a simon that his wife will have children, and he won't miscarry any of the children. Sayreika, if he sees just the empty vine, yitzapel Mashiach, then he should anticipate Mashiach. Shenemar, by Syria, legefen, iroi, vila sayreika, bnei asoinai, this posik refers to Targum Taichus, this posik refers to Mashiach, and it speaks about sayreika, the vine. So the vine is a simon that yitzapel Mashiach. Haroya te'ena b'chaloim, if he sees a fig in his chaloim, in his dream, toirosa b'shtameris b'kirboi, so then his Torah is guarded inside of him. Noitzer means whoever watches. The Te'ena will eat its fruit. So the Te'ena is associated with Noitzer, with watching, with being watched. The same thing, if he sees the Te'ena, means his Torah that's in him will be watched. If someone sees pomegranates in his dream, Zutri, if they're small pomegranates, Hori Iske, his business will be fruitful, Kirimoina, like a pomegranate. Rav Revi, if he saw large, big pomegranates, Rabbi Iskri, then his business will increase, Kirimoina, like a pomegranate. Palgi, if he saw a pomegranate which is cut in half, Im Talmud Chacham, who Yitzapel the Torah, if he's a Talmud Chacham, he can anticipate getting more Torah. Shenemar, Eshkechem Yayin Horekach, May Osis Rimoina, I'll give you to drink, Yayin Horekach, which means spiced wine. Rashi says spiced wine refers to Torah. Ve'esis Rimoini, the juice of the Rimoinim. So you see the Rimoinim is mentioned in the same pasuk with the Torah. If he sees Rimoinim that are cut, that are ready to be squeezed into juice, it's a simon that he's going to get more Torah. Ve'imam ha'oretzu, if he's not someone who's a Talmud Chacham, Yitzapel mitzvah, so then he can anticipate getting more mitzvahs. Shenema, kefelach ha'rimoin ha'kosecha, like a portion of the Rimoin ha'kosecha. What is Rakosecha? My Rakosecha, the Gemara says, Afilu Rekonin Shebecha, even those that are empty, those that are not Talmid Chacham, Malay and Mitzvahs can remind. So, if he sees a remind, if he's not a Bal Torah, he's not a Talmud Chacham, he can at least anticipate being Malay Mitzvahs can remind, full of Mitzvahs, like the remind is full of pits. Haroya Zeisu Bechaloim, if somebody sees olives in his dream, Sutri, if they're small olives, Hori Verabi, Bekoi Iske Kizesim, his business will be fruitful and multiply, and it'll be like dates and like olives. So honey milli peri, this is if he saw the fruits, the olives. Avoviloni, if he saw the olive trees, havli boni merubin, that's a sim that'll have a lot of sons. Shenemer bonecha kishisile zeisim, your sons are like clusters of rimoinim. Ikadam yehroya zeis b'chaloyim shem toivya etzoloy. Some say if he sees the zeis in his dream, shame tov yotzal, it means he's going to get a good name, a good reputation. Shenemar zayis ranan yefei toyar, yefei pri toyar, kora Hashem shimcha, Hashem calls your name, and that the zayis is associated with call. Hashem calling his name means that he's going to get a good name, good reputation. Roy Hashem and zayis b'chalayim, someone sees Hashem and zayis, olive oil in his dream, Yitzapel Amor Torah, he should anticipate getting the light of the Torah. Shnemer v'yikmei lecha shemen zayis zoch. It says in the Torah that you take shemen zayis to light the menorah and the mishkan and the beis hamikdash. The same thing, he'll be zoche to the light of the Torah, which is similar to the light of the beis hamikdash. Harayah tomorrow, if somebody sees dates, v'chaloyim tamu avoynoisos, his sins have ended. Where tomorrow is similar to tamu shenemar. Tamav einecha bas tzien, your sins ended. Amar of Yosef, haraya eiz b'chalayim, if someone sees a goat in his dream, shana misbareches los, his year will be blessed. Izim, if he sees many goats, shana misbareches los, so then not only one year, but many years will be blessed. Shenemar, v'dei chelav izim l'lachmecha. You'll have enough chelav izim l'lachmecha to eat, so you see that Chelav Izim is associated with having enough to eat. It means that if he sees Izim, his ear will be benched, blessed, and then he'll have enough. Haraya Hadas, if someone sees Hadas, a myrtle twig, which is one of the medium which we take with the lulav on Sukkot. Haraya Hadas, b'chalayim nechosim matzlichim, his nechosim, his possessions will be successful. His nechosim, that he owns, will be successful. If he doesn't own any land, any houses or anything, Yerusha, he'll get Nechasim from another place, he'll get a Yerusha from somewhere. Amar Ula, Vamilav, Masnit, Tana, Ula said, and we learned in Ebraisa, Udechaza, Bichinayot, it's only if he saw the Hadassim growing from their stems, growing out of the ground. Haroya Esrik, Bechalim, if someone sees an Esrik in his dream, Hodor, Ulav, Nekoina, he's beautiful. Shinemar, Priates, Hodor, Kapes, tomorrow. Esrig is called creates other a beautiful fruit. Haraya lulav b'chalayim, if someone sees the lulav in his dream, ein lo yalalev echad aviv shema shemayim, he only has one heart to Hashem. His heart is full, only one heart towards Hashem. Lulav is similar, the word is similar to lev. Haraya avoz b'chalayim, if someone sees a goose in his dream, yitzapel chochma, he should anticipate getting chochma. Shenemar chochmas b'chutz taroina, chochmas are called out in the street outside, like a goose who runs around outside making a lot of noise. Habo'aleo, if he lives with this avoz in his dream, have a Rosh Yeshiva, that means he'll become a Rosh Yeshiva. Amar Ravashi said, Ani Risiyo, Vosiyaleo, I saw the avoz, the goose in my dream, Vosiyaleo, and I lived with it. The Salkis le Gedula, and I went up to Gedula, Ravashi became the Rosh Yeshiva. Aro Tarnigol, Mechaloim, if somebody sees a Tarnigol as a chicken, a Zocher, a male chicken, Yitzapel Ben Zocher. He should anticipate having a son. Tarni Goylim, if he saw many chickens, Yitzapel Bonim Zchorim, then he should anticipate having many sons Zchorim. Tarni Goylis, if he saw a Mekeva chicken, Yitzapel Tarbitzano, he can anticipate getting a nice garden, Vigila, and having reason to rejoice. Haroya Beitzim, if someone saw eggs, Bechaloim in his dream, Tuluya Bakoshosoi, his, what he was davened for, his requests that he made from Hashem are tluya, they're pending. Just like the egg is closed, you don't know what's inside. You don't know if his bakasha is going to be done or it's not going to be done. Ishtabru, if the eggs are broken, and now you see what's inside, nas is bakasha, so it means that what he requested will be done. V'chein egoizim, the same applies if he sees nuts in a shell, v'chein kishuyim or cucumbers, v'chein kol klis chuchas, so any klis chuchas, glass vessels, anything that could easily break, like these things that we mentioned, egg or nut. If someone sees in his dream he's going into a big city, it means that his desires are going to be fulfilled. He led them to the place where they wanted to go. So you see, coming to the city is like his bakoshes, his requests are fulfilled. If somebody takes a haircut in his dream, is simen yofaloi, that's a good simen for him. Reisha b'skona, if he takes a haircut and also cuts his beard, is loyal l'chol mishpachtos, that's a good simen for him and to his whole family. Hayoyishev bareva kitano, if someone in his dream is sitting in a small boat, shem tov yitzaloi, so then a good name is going to go out, his name is going to be good, it's going to go out a good name for him. Bareva gedoyla, if he's in a big boat, loyal l'chol mishpachtos, so then be a good name for him and his whole family. Animili, the medallion lui, if the boat is lifted up, it's riding on a high wave, if it it's just laying on regular water, low, so then the simon doesn't apply. Nifne b'chaloyim, if someone is nifne, means he relieves himself, he goes to the bathroom, a simon yofaloy. This is a simon yofaloy, Rashi says, just like he relieves himself by going to the bathroom. It's the same thing, it's a simon yofaloy that good things are going to happen to him. Shenemar maher tzoya elim paseach, says if someone relieves himself, Pasuk says, lo yomus l'shachas, he won't die, so we see that this is a simon yofaloy. That's only if he didn't wipe himself. If he wiped himself, he dirtied his hands, so then it's not a simen yofa, then it's a simen ra. Oila legag b'chaloyim, if someone goes up to the roof in his dream, oila legdula, means he's going to go up to gedula, to greatness. Yorad, if in the dream he went down from the roof, is yorad megdulosa, he will go down from his greatness. Abai v'rabba d'amitavayu kivin sha'ola ola. Abai v'rabba said, even if in the dream he goes down from the roof, doesn't mean he's going to go down. Once he went up, and his going down is meaningless. He'll only be oil of the gedula. It's not a simon that he's going to go down from the gedula. Now, kireya begodim b'chalom, if someone tears his clothes in his chalom, kireya like zardinai, so they're going to tear up his zardin, his bad decree. Ha'imid orum b'chalom, if someone is standing, he sees himself in his chalom standing without his clothes. So, b'bovel, if he's in bovel, is oimid b'loichet. Just like in bovel, you usually, chutz l'aretz, a person is surrounded with chet, so just like he's orim without his clothes, if he'll be orim, he won't have the chet that's normally found in bovel, that he won't have that. Eretz Yisrael, if he's in Eretz Yisrael, where a person in Eretz Yisrael is surrounded with mitzvahs, and over there he's orim, so that means he'll be orim below mitzvahs, without mitzvahs, which are normally found in Eretz Yisrael. Hanitvis, this sardiyot, if someone was taken by an officer as prison, Shmir Nasisli, so he'll be watched, just like in his dream he was taken off to be watched in jail. Shmir, he'll be watched. Nasnu Bekoiler, if they put chains on him, I see for Shmir al Shmir al Say. So that means that they're going to watch him, an extra Shmir on top of the Shmir that they already given him. Mahanimil Bekoiler, that's only if they put chains on him. Or Mahavolo Bialma, if they just put a rope on him, Loi. That's not a simon that he'll have an extra Shmir. Hanich Nisla Agam, if someone went into a swamp, Bechaloim, Nasir Rosh Hashiva, it means he'll become the Rosh Hashiva. Swamp has all sorts of growths, one next to the other, so it means that he's going to have a lot of Talmidim, like the Rosh Hashiva, many Talmidim, and all different types of Talmidim, be a Rosh Hashiva. Yar, but if you went into a forest, there you don't have many things growing, you just have trees, a few trees, and they're spaced, is Nasir Rosh Lebnei Kalav. He'll become a Rosh, the head of the Bnei Kalav. Bnei Kalav was a smaller group of Talmidim that viewed what the Rosh Yeshiva had taught them, so he'll become a Rosh, but not to the entire Yeshiva, only for a smaller group, to the Bnei Kalav. Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Breder, Rav Yeshua, Chazu Chalma, Rav Papa, and Rav Huna, Breder, Rav Yeshua saw a dream, Rav Papa, of the Isle of Agma, Rav Papa, that in his dream went into the swamp, Nasir Rosh Yeshiva, he became Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Huna, Breder, Rav Yeshua, the Isle of Yar, Rav Huna, Breder, Rav Yeshua, that he went only into a forest, Nasir Rosh, Bnei Kalav. As I said before, this is a simon becoming Reish Lebnei Kalav. Ikadamri, others say Tavayu La'agma Aili. Both of them in their dream went into the Agma. Rav Papa, the Toli Tavla, Rav Papa, that he had a bell hanging around his neck, Nasir Rosh Yeshiva. And the bell symbolizes that he'll make a lot of noise, everyone will hear him. So the Rosh Yeshiva that speaks to all the Talmidim, everyone will hear what he has to say. Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua, Toli Tavla, he didn't have a bell tied around his neck, it's Nasir Reish Lebnei Kalav. Since he went into the Agam, he also became a Reish, but not to the whole Yeshiva, only for the Bnei Kalav. Ravashi says he saw himself going into the Agma, the Toli Tavla, he had a bell hanging around his neck, Benavchi Bonavuchi, he rang it loudly, and Ravashi did become the Rosh Yeshiva. Tani Tana Kaime, the Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, Tana learned in front of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, Hamak is Dom Bechaloim, if someone's Mak is Dom, which means he lets out blood. It used to be some sort of refuah where you cut yourself and you let blood run out, that's called refuah. If he sees in his chalom that he's doing this, his averus are forgiven. Atanya learned in a different brisa, avinus of sidurim lo. His avinus, his averus are arranged in order. So it sounds like he keeps his averus. And the one says, no, my sidurim limcha. They're arranged and ready to be forgiven. Tani Tana Kamei Rav Sheish is the Tana learned in front of Rav Sheish. Haroya nochesh b'chalom, if someone sees a snake in his dream, parnasosa mizumenisli. So then his parnasa is ready for him, just like a snake. Wherever he goes, he has his parnasa because he eats offer, he eats dirt. So if he sees sees a snake, it means his parnas will be easy. It's ready for him, like the snake's parnas is always available to him. Nashchai, if the snake bit him, nichbal alai. So then, it doubled, his parnas will be better, even double. Hargai, but if he killed the snake of the parnasa, so then he lost. It means he's going to lose his parnas. Only Reb Sheshes said no. If he kills the snake, kol shekein shenichbal parnasa. So then, of course, his parnas will be even doubled, even better if he kills it, because he was miskaber. He won over the snake, so see, he's even bigger than the snake. He'll have even more parnasa. Gemara says, "V'loi here." Reb Sheshes' interpretation is not correct. Reb Sheshes with the chos of chavya b'chal nevekatli. Reb Sheshes had a dream. He saw a snake and he killed it. So he wanted to interpret this as meaning something good. But Gemara says the true interpretation is that if you kill the snake, so then you lose your parnasa. Tani Tanakami, the Reb Yochanan kol minei mashkin yofel lechalim. All mashkin, all liquids that the person sees in the chalim are good simen chutz min hayayin. Except yayin. Yayin is yeshe seyu v'toyvlai. Sometimes if he sees yayin in the chalim, he drinks it, it's a good simen. Yeshe seyu v'ra'alai. Sometimes he drinks it and it's not good. Yeshe seyu v'toyvlai. Sometimes it's good. Shenemer, as the pasuk says, yayin yismach l'vav enishin. Yayin makes a person's heart rejoice. Yeshe seyu v'ra'alai. Sometimes he drinks it and it's a bad simen. Shenemer, tenu sheikha l'oyved. Give sheikha to oyved, someone who's lost. V'yayin l'mori nefesh. Give yayin to someone who has a bitter soul. You see, yayin is associated with someone who's a mori nefesh, a bitter soul, so sometimes it's not good. Only Rabbi Yochanan, the Tana, Rabbi Yochanan said to the Tana, Tani, we learn Talmud Chacham, if the Talmud Chacham sees drinking yayin, so there are no two interpretations, it always means good. The oilam toila shenemar, l'chu lachmu b'lachmu yishasu b'yayin mosachti. So for Talmud Chacham, drinking yayin is always considered a good simon. If someone got up in the morning and a pasuk fell into his mouth, he thought of a certain pasuk, Hareza Nebuah Katana. This is considered a minor Nebuah. They're showing him something with this pasuk from Shemaim. They're showing him some type of a small Nebuah. Tana Rabbanan, Shloisha Malachim Haim. There are three Malachim that if someone sees them in his three kings, that if he sees them in his dream, they could mean a message. Haraya David Bechalaim, if he sees David HaMelech in his dream, Yitzapel Chasidus, he should anticipate Chasidus righteousness, because David was known for his Chasidus. Shloima, Yitzapel Chochma, if he sees King Shloima, so then he should anticipate Chochma, because Shloima was known for his Chochma. Achav, who was a king who was a Rasha, Yidig Mina Peronius, if he sees Achav in his dream, so then he should worry that Peronius are going to come, bad things might happen to him. Gimel Deviim Haim, there are three Sifrei Nevi'im that if you see them, they're also a message. If you see them in a dream, it could mean a certain interpretation. Really, a Sefer Malachim, if somebody sees Sefer Malachim, it's Apalik Dula, because Sefer Malachim is full of kings getting up and ruling. Yecheskel, if he sees Sefer Yecheskel, it's Apalik Chochma. Yeshaya, if he sees Sefer Yeshaya, it's Apalik Nechoma. He should be Mitzapa, he should anticipate Nechoma, comfort, because the Sefer Yishai is full of Yishai comforting the Yidden. Yirmiyah Yidag Minaparanis. If he sees Sefer Yirmiyah Yidag Minaparanis, then he should worry about bad things happening, because Sefer Yirmiyah is full of the Novi saying Paranias, bad things that are going to happen to the Yidden because of their Vedas. The Gemara had said that there are three Nevi'im. The Gemara actually mentioned four. The Goyin says, takes out Yishai. There are only three of them. The Goyin, there really are only three. Shloisha Ksuvim Gedoilim Haim, there are three big Sifrei Ksuvim that have meaning in a Chaloim. Haraya Sefer Tilim, if someone sees Sefer Tilim, Yitzap L'Chasidus, he can anticipate Chasidus, righteousness. Mishle, if he sees Sefer Mishle, Yitzap L'Chochma, so then he can anticipate Chochma, because Mishle is full of Mishalom of Chochma. Iuv, if he sees Sefer Iuv, which is of course full of many bad things that happen to Iuv, Yidag Min HaPranis, then he should worry about Peronius happening. Shloisha Ksuvim Ketanim Haim, there are three small Sifrei Ketanim that have meaning in a Chaloim. Haraya Shir Hashirim B'Chaloim, if somebody sees Shir Hashirim in a Chaloim, is Yitzapel Chasidus. You can anticipate Chasidus. Kehelas, if he sees Kehelas in his dream, is Yitzapel Chochma. You can anticipate Chochma. Kehelas is full of Chochma. Kinais, if he sees Kinais Tisha B'av or Echa, is Yidig Min HaPeronias. So then he has to be afraid of Peronias that will happen, which is discussed in that Sefer. Haroya Megillas Esther, if somebody sees Megillas Esther, Neis Natsalai, so it means a Neis, and a miracle happened to him like a Neis happened in Megillas Esther. Shlosha Chachamim Haim, there are three Chachamim that if you see them, they have meaning in a dream. Haroya Rebbe b'chalayim, if someone saw a Rebbe in a chalayim, Yitzapel Chochma, then he can anticipate Chochma. Rav Loza ben Azarya, Yitzapel Ashirus. Rav Loza ben Azarya was a big usher, a very rich person. Rav Shmuel ben Elisha, if he sees Rav Shmuel ben Elisha in his dream, Yidag Mina Peronis. Rav Shmuel ben Elisha was killed, so if he sees him in a dream, Yidag Mina Peronis. Shlosha Talmid Chachamim Haim, three different Talmid Chachamim that have significance in a dream. Roya ben Azai bechalayim, if someone sees ben Azai in his dream, Yitzapel Chasidus, he should anticipate Chasidus. Ben Zoyma, Yitzapel Chochma, if he sees Ben Zoyma, he can anticipate Chochma, wisdom. Acher, if he sees Acher, Yidag min Peronis. Acher was the Rebbe of Reb Meir, who later went off the derech, became a Rosha. So if he sees Acher in his dream, is Yidag min Peronis. Kol mine chayos, if he sees any type of animals in his dream, Yofes lechalayim, they're all a good sign. Chutz min ha-pil v'ha-kuf, except the pil, the elephant, and v'ha-kuf, and the monkey. V'ha-kfoid. Kfoid is some sort of animal, Rashi says, which is similar looking to a monkey. These are not a good sign. V'homer mar, Mar asks, he said, haroya pil b'chaloyim pelanasaloy. He sees an elephant, so then wonders will happen to him. Loy kosha. Hod misarig, hod loy misarig. It's the difference if the animal has a saddle on it. If it has a saddle, then it's a good simon. Otherwise, it's not a good simon. If he sees all sorts of metal tools in his dream, it's a good simon for him. Puts me mar pestle the cardam, except for a hoe and a shovel and an axe. Hani mili the chazina bekatayah. This is if he saw them with their handle on, not just the blade of the tool, but he saw the whole tool with the handle, then it's a good simon. Kol mine peiris yofen lechaloyim. If he sees any type of peiris fruit, it's a good simon. Indicates something good in his chalayim chutz. Pagei tamra, except for pagei tamra, which is dates that did not ripen. Kol mina yirokais yofen lechalayim. All vegetables are a good sign in his dream. Chutz mirosha liftais, except for the heads of turnips. Something more asks for Amarav loyatiri ad chazoy rosha liftais. Rav said, I didn't become rich until I saw a dream that I saw the heads of the turnips. Our answer is Kichoza Bichinayu Choza. He saw them growing out of the ground, then it's a good simon. But if you see them uprooted already, cut off from the ground, and you see the heads of the turnips, the Gemara says it's not a good sign. Kol mine tzivoinim, all different colors, Yofen Lechalim, are all a good sign in his dream. Chutz min Tcheles. Tcheles is not a good sign. Rashi says Tcheles is somewhat green, and someone that's green is a Chola. It means he's a sick person, so Tcheles is not a good sign. Kol mine oifis, Yofen Lechalayim, all birds that you see in a dream are a good sign. Chutz min Kirya, the Kefufa, the Kufroi. These three birds are not a good sign. Others say that Kirya, the Kefufa are types of owls. The Kufroi is a bat. Or it continues, Gimel Nechnosen Leguf, Vein Aguf Nehenem Ehem. Three things go into the body, but the body gains nothing from them. Kunkudiyois, Kunkudiyois are cherries. The Kafniyois, Kafniyois are a poor quality of figs. Upage Tamra, and unripened dates. These three things go into the goof, but the goof go into the body, but the body gains nothing from them. Shloisha Ein Nechnosen Leguf. Three things do not go into the body, but the body does gain from them. Elohim, these are them, rechitza, washing, v'sicha, and anointing, v'tashmish. So here we mean tashmish hamita. Shloisha me'ein ha'olam haba. Three things are similar, are somewhat similar to olam haba. Elohim, Shabbos, the day of Shabbos, shemesh, the sunlight, v'tashmish. We ask tashmish to my, what sort of tashmish? It doesn't mean tashmish amita or makhish kochish. It weakens a person. It's not me'ein olam haba. Ella tashmish nekova. It means if he can relieve himself by going to the bathroom, that the Gemara says here is me'ein olam haba. Shloisha meshivin daito shalotim. Three things restore a person's spirit. Elohein koil, a nice sound. Umara, a nice vision. Bereach, a nice smell. Shloisha machivin daita shalotim. Three things broaden a person's mind. Ve'elohein, these are them. Dirano, a nice house. Ve'ishano, and a nice wife. Ve'kelim noem, a nice kelim, nice furnishings. Hamisha Echad Mishishim. There are five things that are, each one is 1/60th of something else. Elohim, these are them. Eish, fire, dvash, honey, Shabbos, day of Shabbos, Vashina, and sleeping, v'chaloim, and a dream. Eish, echad mishishim, v'gehenim. Fire is 1/60th of Gehenna. Dvash, honey, echad mishishim, lemon, is 1/60th of the sweetness of mon. Shabbos, day of Shabbos, echad mishishim, olam haba, is 1/60th of olam haba, of the world to come. Shina, sleep, echad mishishim, lemises, 1/60th of misa of death. Chaloim, a dream, echad mishishim lenevuah, is 1/60th of nevuah, of a prophecy. Shisha dvarim simin yofa l'chayla, there are six things that are a good simin for a chayla, Elohim. These are them. Itush is a sneeze, zeya is to perspire, shilshul is to have diarrhea, keri is if he gives out zera, shina, sleeping, v'chaloim, and a dream. Itush, sneezing is good, d'chsiv, itchoisov, tohel or, his sneezing shined of light, pasuk says, so we see that sneezing is described as a good thing, it's a good thing for chayla. Zeya, perspiring, d'chsiv, v'zeya sapecha toich alechem, through zeya you'll eat bread. Shilshul, d'chsiv, by shilshul it says, mahir tzoya li poseach, v'loyomus l'shachas. It's described as v'loyomus l'shachas. That it's a good thing for a chayla. Keri, dechsiv, yira zera, if someone sees zera, yarech yomim. So he is a riches yom, he lives long, so this is a good thing for a chayla. Shina, dechsiv, yashanti oz, I slept then, yanuachli, I was rested. Again, it's a simon that the shina is a good thing. Chaloim, dechsiv, atachlameini, made me dream, behechyeni, and through that he made me live. Shishadvor, merapin, it's a chayla, six things. Heal a sick person, mechelya, from his sickness, befuasa refua. And they are a good refua. Elohein, these are them. Kruv is cabbage, tardin, or beets. The sisin yavation is some sort of dried vegetable. The keva, is the stomach of an animal. The heres is the womb of an animal. The aseres hakovet is the diaphragm of the animal. Yesh aimrim af dogim ketanim. Some say also small fish is good for a chayla. Vloyoid. Says, not only is it good, Ela Shadogim, Kitanim, Mafrin, Mavrin, Kogufe Shaladam. Dogim Kitanim make fruitful and make strong the entire goof, the entire body of a person. Asorat Var, Machzir, Nesachayla, Lechelyoi. 10 things make a chayla go back to his sickness, Vechelyoi Kosha, and his sickness is even worse than before. Elu Hain, these are them. Oichel, Bosar Shor, if he eats the meat of an ox, Bosar Shomain, fatty meat, bosut sli, roasted meat, bosut sipoirim, the meat of birds, poultry in other words, beitza, egg, beitza tsluya means a roasted egg, the taglachas, cutting his hair, shcholayim is a type of vegetable, hacholav, milk, vagvina, cheese, hamerchetz going into the base hamerchetz, which is the bathhouse, yeshaimrim afe goizim. Some say also egoism is not good for the chayla. Yeshayimim af kishuyim. Some people say kishuyim, which is cucumbers. Tanadir bishmol lamanik rishmon kishuyim. Why are they called kishuyim? Neshein koshim leguf kecharovis. They are bad for the goof, for the body, kecharovis, like swords. In fact, the Gemara in is that so? Kishuyim are not good for the goof. Oksiv ayim Hashem lo. Hashem said to Rivka, Shnei goyim bevitneich. There are two nations in your stomach. She had Yaakov and Esav. Each one grew up to be a nation. So the Gemara says, "Al tikri goyim." Don't read the pasuk shnei goyim bevitneich. Two nations, el geyim. Two high people are going to come out of you. Amar of Yehuda. Yehuda explained it. Amar of Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi explained this. What are the two high people? Elo Antoninus. This is Antoninus v'Rabbi. Antoninus was a king who was a grandson of, descendant of Esav, the Rebbe, who was a descendant of Yaakov. They were called high people. Shleiposak mishalchonim. They never ceased from having on their table light snoin, not radishes, like chazeres, not lettuce, like kishuyin, and not cucumbers. Loi b'yimais hachama, loi b'yimais hashamim. Not in the summer days and not in the winter days. So we see that this is a chashivus, that they were able to have kishuyim all year long. And you're saying kishuyim is not a good thing. So the Gemara answers like kasha over avervi. It depends if it's big kishuyim or small kishuyim. Small kishuyim is a good thing. The big kishuim. The Gemara said his kasha leguf is not good for the for a person. Tana Rabbanan. Rabbanan learned mace babayis. If in his dream you have a mace in the house, shalom babayis, that indicates that there's shalom in the house. Ochel v'shasa babayis, if this mace in his dream eats and drinks in the house, simen yofel babayis, that's a good sign for this house. Notel kelim in abayis, if the mace took out in the dream, he took out utensils, kelim min habayis, simen ra'al habayis, that's a bad simen for this house. Tigamer of Papa, Rav Papa explained what sort of kalim is, what sort of things is bad if he takes out. Bimisanov sandals, if he takes out shoes or sandals. Called the shakal shichva mali. Anything, as we said, anything that the mace takes out of the house is good, a good simen. Bar mimisanov sandala, except for shoes and sandals. Called the yov shichva mali. Anything that the mace, the dream, the mace gives something into the house, it's good simen. Bar me afra, except for dirt. If you put dirt, Rashi says that's the ramez that comes to hint of a kfur that someone will be buried. Bechardala, and mustard. Now the Gemara goes back to explain the Mishnah. The Mishnah said if someone sees makom shenekrim yimenu avodah zarah, if someone saw a place that avodah zarah was destroyed from there, Omer, he says, Baruch she'akar avodah zarah me'artzeinu. Blessed is Hashem that he uprooted Avodah Zarah from our land. So the Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan, the Rabbanan learned Harei Markulis, if someone sees Markulis, which is a type of Avodah Zarah, Oimer, he should say, Baruch Shnosan, Erech Apayim Lo'oimer Ritzayner, that he gives, he's patient with his anger, Hashem is patient with his anger for those that are, that do not do his will, meaning those that serve Avodah Zarah. Makom shenekra mimenu avodah zara. If he sees a place where avodah zara was uprooted from there, oimer. So then he says, Baruch she'akar avodah zara me'artzeinu. Blessed is Hashem that he uprooted avodah zara from our land. Kishem shenekra mimakom zeh. He says, just like Hashem uprooted it from this place, kein te'akar mikol mekoymais Yisrael. So it should be uprooted from all places in Eretz Yisrael. Hoshev leiv oivdehem lo'ovdechan. You should read. Turn around the hearts of those that serve the Avodah Zarah. Their hearts should change and they should serve you, Hashem, instead of the Avodah Zarah. Chutz Laretz, if he sees Avodah Zarah, Chutz Laretz, Ein Tzorach Loimer, V'hoshiv Leiv Oivdeim Lovdecha. He doesn't have to say and ask Hashem that you should turn their hearts around that they should serve you. Mipnei Sheruba Oivdei Kechovim. Most of the people in Chutz Laretz is Goyim. So we don't have to pray, we don't have to be misbal that the Goyim should turn away from Avodah Zarah and serve Hashem. Shimon ben Elozer said, "Af b'chutz l'aretz, even a chutz l'aretz tzarich loymar kein. You should daven that Hashem should make those that serve avodah zarah serve Him. Why? Mipnei shasidim l'sgayer. Even the goyim are destined to eventually become geirim. Shenemar oz efaych el amim sofa bruda. I will change the nations to speak a clear speech, meaning that they will become yidden." So since they're going to become Yidden, so you should be mispallel that should happen sooner. That's where mispallel that you should change them from Oivdei Avodah Zarah to become Yidden. Darash Rav Hemnuna. Rav Hemnuna Darshan Haraya Bavel Harishah. If someone sees Bavel, which is considered a wicked nation, Tzorach Levorach Chamish Brachas. He has to make five brachas. Rav Bavel, when he first sees Bavel, Oimer, he says, Baruch Shehirchev Bavel Harishah. Blessed is Hashem that he destroyed Bavel, the wicked Bavel. Rav Beisar Shal Nebuchadnezzar, if he sees the house where Nebuchadnezzar lived, Oimer Baruch Shehirchev Beisar Shal Nebuchadnezzar. Blessed is Hashem that he destroyed the house of Nebuchadnezzar Harosha. Rav Goyim Shal Aroyes, if he saw the lion's den where Daniel was thrown in, Oy Kivshan Ha'esh, or the furnace where Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah were thrown, Oimer Baruch Shosa Nisim Laviseinu Bamokim Azeh. He says, blessed is Hashem that he did Nisim for our fathers in this place. Rav Markulis, if he sees Avodah Zarah in Bavel, Oimer Baruch Shenosan Erech Apayim Lo'ivrei Ritzoinoi. Blessed is Hashem that he's patient with his anger to those that are to those who go against his will and serve Avodah Zarah. Rav Mokim Shenoitlan Mimenu Ofer, if he sees a place where they're carrying away the dirt of Bavel, Oimer Baruch Oimer V'yoseh, blessed is Hashem that he said and he did, Goizer Mekayim, he decreed and he fulfilled that decree because he decreed that Babel should be destroyed and it is being destroyed, even the dirt is being carried away. Rava Kiavachozu Chamra the Shakli Afra. When Rava saw donkeys that were carrying away dirt, they were loaded up to carry away dirt. Torflu Yodal Gabayu, he patted them on the back. For Omar Hutu Tzadiki, he said, run Tzadikim, meaning these donkeys, Lameved Ru'usa Demaraichu, to do the will of your master. That's what Hashem wanted, that the dirt of Bobel should be carried away. Marbe de Ravina Kehave Motu Lebobel, Marbe Ravina, when he came to Bobel, Abashokal Afra Besudre, he took some of the dirt in his handkerchief, Shadi Lebro, later he threw it outside of Bobel. Lekai Moshe Neymar, to fulfill what the Pasuk says, V'tatei Seha V'metatei Ahashme, that Bobel will be swept with a broom of destruction. Even the dirt of Bobel will be carried away. Amar Vashi, Ano Hoder Rav Hamnuna Leishmieli. Vashi said, I did not hear what Rav Nuna said, that by coming to Bobel one can make five brachas. Elamitaitoi Barchesinu Lekulu. Out of my own understanding, I made all five of these brachas.